drug to be the only treatment for COVID. It has been FDA approved in October, but there was already they already killed 500,000 people. But it was never FDA approved when the pandemic started because the Ebola study proved it was not safe and effective, and the FDA was not going to approve it. Why then the next step, the next solution is a vaccine that's never been tried on humans before, and it's definitely never been FDA approved. Why in the world did we drop all common sense and respect for what we thought was an agency that was doing some kind of review on medical devices and drugs to determine if they're safe and effective? Why didn't we just throw that out the window and go, you know what, we're going to trust you anyway to just throw anything you wanted us? I don't understand it. Please use reason and logic. I think they've used every cultic tactic you can think of through the media to destroy your critical thinking and logic and reasoning and replace it with whatever they want you to do. They have used every successful cultic tactic, period. I mean, period.
Yeah, I agree.
I like common sense. Just use common sense every once in a while, people.
Yeah, but some people have lost the ability.
The swine flu vaccine killed 53 people and they took it off the market. That's great. You've already got 12,000 reported in VARs. You've got this lady stating from the CMS that there's over 45,000. When's the onslaught going to stop? When are you going to go, this doesn't make sense anymore? It didn't make sense in the past. Why does it make sense now? It doesn't, unless you're evil.
Yeah. Also, er sagt, wie sind wir jemals, er spricht die Amerikaner an, auf die Idee gekommen, der FDA zu vertrauen? Warum haben wir diese beiden Sachen hingenommen? Einmal, dass hier eine hochgefährliche Medizin, ein hochgefährliches Arzneimittel, nämlich Remdesivir, was durch keine Studie durchgekommen ist, eingesetzt wird, und zwar als vorgeschriebene einzige Behandlungsmethode. Und warum sind wir jetzt noch einen Schritt weiter gegangen und lassen uns Impfungen aufzwingen, die angeblich sicher und wirksam sind und in Wahrheit das Gegenteil sind? Er sagt, wahrscheinlich ist hier, davon geht er aus, den Leuten durch fast schon kultische Medienbeschallung der gesunde Menschenverstand ausgetrieben worden, denn sonst hätte das hier niemals passieren können. Hat daran erinnert, dass bei der Swine Flu nach Impfungen 53, vielleicht sind es auch weniger gewesen, ich glaube, McCullough hat 25 gesagt, 53 Menschen gestorben sind. Und dann hat man sofort aufgehört mit den Impfungen. Jetzt haben wir nach dem einen System, nämlich nach VAERS 5000, das ist mit Sicherheit underreported, und nach dem eben angesprochenen anderen System haben wir 45.000 Tote, wahrscheinlich aber eine halbe Million. Zelenko agrees with us, by the way, Brian, it's at least a half a million. It's probably many more.
Maybe
I love Zelenko. He says
he's very outspoken, but so is his legal counterpart. I don't know if you've seen the video clip with Dr. Roger Hutchinson from. He's another colleague of yours, Dr. Roger Hutchinson from Canada. Have you seen the video clip? I mean, he doesn't mince words. He calls a spade a spade. I think we have to do this. There's no other way.
I just can't thank you all enough for a platform to be able to educate and try to inspire and try to keep as many people safe as possible. I've seen most of your interviews, so thank you for the opportunity to share.
Well, thank you, Brian.
Thank you for being here.
This was extremely important, and I think it's going to make waves. It's going to disturb a lot of people.
Good. They've been killing people knowingly from the beginning, and they should be disturbed.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. Okay, Brian, despite everything, have a great weekend.
Thank you very much, and you guys have a great day. It's probably nighttime where you are, but enjoy your evening.
Okay, thanks. We'll be in touch, Brian. This is important, and we're going to follow up on this.
Take care.